You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Going to the voters now. November will be deciding whether Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard will remain as such or return to being called the Paseo. If you remember, the city council unanimously passed an ordinance. Unanimously passed an ordinance Thursday to put the question on the November 5th ballot.
Yeah, Kansas City's attachment with the name of Paseo is very strong. But I feel like whatever street it is, in whatever way, we have to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That's just my stance on it.
Kansas City residents in Cass, Jackson, Platt, and Clay counties will make the decision during a special election.
It's probably going to go back. There's been a lot of pushback on the shame.
Gotten a lot of attention because Kansas City is the largest city in the U.S. without a street named in Dr. King's honor.
Which is embarrassing to me. But we got to do something, though.
What you got going on for the weekend?
Woo! Tonight, it goes down at Club Proof, 2801 Southwest Boulevard. Catch me there 10 to 1. Other than that, I'm catching up on sleep. Yes. I got a couple weddings at the end of the month, but nothing going on this weekend, though. Yeah, besides that. What about you?
I'm going to be at... you would ask me when I got my calendar bad. Right here. I'm sorry. I'm going to be at a, I'm reaching for my calendar, child. You somebody know, I'm old school, too. Because
I know, you got the calendar on
yeah,
deck.
I like to see it written down right. For some reason. It makes it real to me.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of writing stuff down, just somebody make sure they bring us some donuts, okay, for National Donut Day. That's all I need right now, today.
I'm going to be at the Forward Together Community Gathering from 12 until 2. At MLK Park.
That's tomorrow.
What's the weather going to be like tomorrow? I hope it's not too hot.
It's supposed to be sunny.
But I hope the sun is out.
Highs in the mid-80s.
Okay, ooh, yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a good day tomorrow. Yeah. Right.
Good day to be outside. Bring the whole family out and enjoy yourself.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s with a thunderstorm coming up. Mostly clear at 71 right now in Raytown. Shade was popping.
Yesterday, we heard about a woman who spent $2,000, her rent money, to post two billboards to get the attention of Tyler Perry. He told her, sis, this ain't the way to get my attention. I guess an aspiring rapper did not see that story or listen to the Morning Grind yesterday because he ran down on 50 Cent trying to get the rapper to, I guess, just look at his IG.
Hey, go ahead, because I'm telling you I got talent. How you feel? But look at my IG at least. Look at my IG at least. You can hear me, go ahead. You can fight. I don't care.
Yeah, the tape, man.
Nah, fuck the camera. I don't care about the camera. You question my camera. I don't care about it. I don't want you to hear my shit.
He just wanted you to just see his. He just wanted you to see his Instagram, man.
What looking at his Instagram gonna do?
I don't know, man. He's lucky 50 didn't do nothing to him. I'm pretty sure 50 saw the other guy with a camera recording this, which was a friend of his, obviously. But you can't be running down on folks like that, man. He was with a lady friend trying to enjoy his evening.
He was with somebody named Nikki Nicole. They say she's on Black Ink Crew, Chicago.
I don't know, but she was thick, though, boy. She was. Good Lord.
All right, this is a blind item. I don't know if this is 100% true, but reports are coming in that Cassie might be pregnant by her new boyfriend, Alex Fine.
I guess he willing to do some things that Diddy wasn't.
Diddy already had racks of kids, so I can see where...
He only got like 4, 5?
He has 6 kids.
1, 2, 3. Oh, okay. Yeah, three boys, three girls.
You know, he claimed the, you know.
I'll be sure, so.
Yeah.
You're not my dad.
He can afford another one?
Sometimes as you get more and more kids, do you really have enough love to give around to 7 or 8 yes. different individuals?
Yes.
I ain't got that much
they
love.
They did
I'm
back
sorry.
In the day?
No, they didn't. When this is why the younger ones was always the ones that was messed up.
Oh, my God.
You ain't got enough by then. You like, look.
I'm
get
done.
In there with your sisters and leave us alone. That was me. When a pimp tell you to do something, react. I ain't lying. Like, there's not a lot of pictures of me as a kid. You know, they threw me in there with my sisters. Look, get in there with them.
Girl, bye.
My older sister really, like, raised me. She did.
Your mama did not discard you, right?
You weren't there, okay? I ain't saying I'm mad about it, but I'm just saying that's what happened.
My daddy had love for all of his kids.
Well, I'm just saying,
and
when
it's
you
four
got
of us.
7, 8, 9 kids, are you going to be able to give each one really the type of love that they need? That's just what I'm saying.
Just think about the lifestyle that Puffy lives. He has enough
and
money.
And he's running conglomerates. Do he have enough time to spend with each of these kids? Like, really? I'm not saying his heart don't want to do it, but there's no way that he can spend that much time and give each person what they need and run multi-million dollar businesses.
Yes.
You just can't convince me otherwise.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my daughter turned this air conditioner on all night. And I'm here with these kids. It's like 5 kids, and they sleep around me. So it got to be one of these little nasty kids that peed on me, bro. And that's why I'm mad.
Get up and wash them sheets, girl.
Miss Cindy, the police don't never know when to kick in your door. You sell them eggs out the house. You sell chicken out the house. And you babysitting kids, too?
Yeah, I do hair, too. And y'all still ain't came to my job and got none of this famous chicken.
We busy, Miss Cindy. Plus, we don't know if you can cook or not.
I want to see damn Tucker. You know what I'm saying? Make it pop. Stop being hazy, y'all. Friday.
Bye, Miss Cindy.
That's why you mad, though.
That's why you looking at me, because you don't know, baby.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up at 8:08, we'll have Jordan Gordon, director of the Child Nutrition Program from the Kansas City Public School System, talking about their summer free breakfast and lunch program.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff going on.
You know, when I'm out and about around town, the number one thing people say to me is, where's Brian? Hey, Shay, good to meet you. Where, Brian? Then the second thing that they ask me about or make comment on is tell him to wash his sheets.
Damn! I wash my sheets.
You admitted on the radio that it's probably once a month.
Which is enough.
Which is not enough. And I have the results of some scientific data here that I'd like to reveal to you in hopes of changing your mind from being a nasty man.
I'm not nasty.
They had someone not change their sheets for 4 weeks. They found bacteria linked to pneumonia, gonorrhea, and appendicitis in the bed.
She was nasty about me.
They also found fusel bacterials known to cause throat infections leading to Lemire's syndrome.
You got nasty mouth.
I don't know what Lemire's syndrome is, but it sounds scary.
People like nasty mouths, obviously.
They found everything from human skin, oral cavity, to human stool.
What did they find after 1 week?
See, that's what they're saying. You should change your sheets once a week. That's what I do. Every Sunday, I strip my bed.
I ain't doing it.
And if you got company, you probably should switch it more than once a week. If you got company. And let me have multiple men. And you know what I'm talking about when I say company.
my sheets are good. My bed is good.
That wasn't enough for you?
No, it wasn't.
What I just gave you wasn't enough.
No, it wasn't.
You still going to leave those sheets on?
Yes, I am.
For a whole month?
Once a month. It's like rent. All right? When the rent is due...
It don't bother me because I ain't got to get in your bed. Sheets. It don't bother me.
Yeah, so go ahead and do you. I'm the one that's getting in my bed. Oh, I'm going to do me.
I am. When you get a ringworm on your backside, don't you say nothing.
You've known me for 3.5, almost 4 years now. Have you ever seen anything?
I don't know what's on your backside. If you get a ringworm on your booty, don't you say nothing.
I ain't getting nothing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All in your cause. Stay in your lane. Stop swerving. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, 710. Today, look for highs in the mid-80s with a thunderstorm on the way. Probably sunny at 72 right now in Raytown.
The Beehive formed to sting Golden State Warriors wife Nicole Coran repeatedly for talking to Beyonce's husband Jay-Z at Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Unnecessary.
She says Beef's fans have sent her numerous death threats till she had to disable her socials.
Can't think of a more deranged fan base.
Brings up today's point, today's hot trending topic. Variety magazine, which is one of the most respected music publications, hands down, one of the most respected. They released an article with the title, "Has Beyonce Overtaken Michael Jackson as the Most Important Black Artist of Our Time?"
Oh my God. What?
Michael Jackson had rabid fans too, but is the fandom different?
Whatever Mike's fan base is, I'm the president of it. All right? And Beehive, I want all the smoke, so let's get it.
Just looking at the comments on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, it's a resounding no. They don't think she's put in enough work for that yet. When you look at her album sales, he's murking her album sales, even the ones with her solo career and with Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm.
But the article made an interesting point about how his image kind of changed around maybe 2009, when people started calling him Wacko Jacko, and
he was called him that before then,
and he was being touted as weird.
He started calling him that in the 80s.
So because of those opinions, did it take away from his legacy?
No, it doesn't. That's what happens when you get worldwide famous like Michael Jackson did. People, the most loved is always the most hated. People talk about Kobe Bryant. People talk about Barack Obama. Everyone gets talked about. Trump gets talked about. That's just a natural thing that happens when you're popular. People talk about Beyonce.
What are your thoughts? Has Beyonce overtaken Michael Jackson as the most important black artist of our time? And maybe that's the distinction of now. Do you think even as him being dead and all that he's done, is she still, you know, is his legacy still relevant today, I guess, is kind of the question.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s with a thunderstorm coming up later on. Probably sunny at 72 right now in Overland Park. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. T-Lo from the group Next is 45 today.
Uh-huh.
Rapper Iggy Azalea is 29 today. Rapper Fetty Wap, he's 28. Is this his baby mama, Masika Kalisha?
Yep.
She's 34 today.
She's fine, too.
Rapper Sway Lee from Ray Shrimmered is 24. Kim Whitley, comedian and actress, is 58.
Damn.
R&B singer, producer, chairman of Island Def Jam, Antonio L.A. Reid is 63.
On two occasions.
Did he produce this or something?
He was in a deal.
He was?
Yes, he was a drummer.
I did not know that, Brian.
That's what him and Babyface hooked up with.
Wow. Let me find out. Uh-huh. NBA player and icon, A.I. The Answer, is 44 today. And an icon in his own right. Gone on to glory.
The purple one.
Prince.
Happy birthday, everybody born on June 7th.
T.I. had all the smoke for TMZ yesterday as they published a story on the death of his late sister, Precious Harris. Mm. The site reported that the Fulton County Medical Examiner found cocaine in Precious's system at the time of her death.
Wow.
He took exception to that because he says Precious is not a celebrity like he is.
TMZ and however y'all been profiting off of people's pain. People die, people around them, the families who grieving, y'all putting information out there that really disrupts their grieving process. But see, for the most part, what we do is we look the other way. You know why? Because those people are celebrities. And nobody feels sorry for celebrities. They're rich. They live the life that they want. They live a way that nobody else can live. Why should we feel sorry for them? As long as you've known me, Harvey, I've been respectful, I've been cordial, I've been polite, I've been kind, I've been fair. You just burned that bridge. I hope your story was worth it. To not just me, everybody around me, all my family, anybody who stand with me, anybody who stood with Pressure, will not stand with you. That go for the Deltas. I need all y'all stand the f*** up.
Shay. That goes for you. That goes for me. Because I've been riding with T.I. since I was a youth. Since I was in high school. So, Tip, we riding with you. R.I.P. Precious. TMZ, you done gone a little too far.
Well, they immediately retracted the story.
Okay.
And said that they crossed the line.
Good.
And a lot of people took exception to that. They said, you know how many people they've reported those same things about. And they didn't care nothing about those people's families. So why care about Precious?
You know, I want to go back, Shay, and with Michael Jackson. When they were the first ones to say that he passed away, and nobody wanted to believe that. Nobody did. And I remember I was like, man, I cannot respect TMZ for this. But now looking back, I think that was the day where they really solidified themselves as, you know, being on the forefront of stuff.
The only reason that I have a problem with this, and I'm also a Delta, I have a problem with this because I agree with Tip when he says that she wasn't a celebrity.
Right.
She wasn't out here. Like, when they did the same report on Whitney Houston, on Bobby Christina, they said that they had drugs in their system.
They did.
But I think that they were celebrities more than Precious was. She was kind of like a... Even though people knew who she was, I felt like she was like a side.
Yeah, she was just an affiliate
person.
Of T.I.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it was shameful because she's done so much for the community. And they put a long list of things in that TMZ article that, you know, the retraction about all the wonderful things she's done for the community.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today's National Donut Day.
Yes.
Ask the question.
Donuts.
That's the question on our socials. What's your favorite donut shop?
Whew.
Lamar's, Holt's, Hertz. Some of the donut shops. I'm going to throw Johnny's in there.
Why you going to take my answer?
It's good.
Well, we got the same answer then, because Johnny's off Prospect, the GOAT.
I'll do a Krispy Kreme too.
But yeah, you know, you can always do that.
With a 2% milk.
Yeah, give me...
What?
You gotta add the extras on there. Just give me some donut holes from Johnny's. Yes.
Donuts.
Oddly enough, no donuts have appeared.
Oh.
So we've been talking about this comparison between Michael Jackson's legacy and Beyonce's. And I'm gonna say I'm 100% positive that she has no part of this. Right. I know she reveres Michael Jackson and what he brings to the table, but Variety Magazine had an article with the headline, "Has Beyonce Overtaken Michael Jackson as the Most Important Black Artist of Our Time?"
Beyonce has done a lot. She's accomplished a lot. She's gone on world tours, sold millions of records. She's an icon, undoubtedly. But Mike, man, you got to recognize, in the 80s, he was on top of the world. He was on top of Ronald Reagan, the wall in Germany, or Berlin. Was it Berlin? Yeah.
That's in Germany.
He was on top of all of that. He was the number one, you know, topic every day.
He would walk on stage, stand out there for 25 minutes not saying nothing, and the paramedics had to come and take people to the hospital. And it was a different climate, too.
It was.
We didn't have social media. We didn't have the things that we have now that help people get to stardom. You had to have complete 100% talent only.
Yep.
No gimmicks would go by.
Zero.
And once they found out about a gimmick, Milli Vanilli,
done.
They snatched it.
They took their Grammys away from
you.
Yeah.
You ain't sing that.
Yeah.
What do you think about this comparison?
The difference is Michael Jackson, he's from a lot of eras. You got like grandma, grandpa, mama, daddy, and kids listening to Michael Jackson. I don't listen to Beyonce, but I listen to Michael Jackson. That's what the difference is.
Do you think some of the new generation knows who he is and feels the same way about his music as you do?
Oh, yeah. You have never watched any talent shows? All the young babies and kids doing Michael Jackson? Heck yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Ramona. You guys have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Who will be the next mayor of Kansas City, Jolie Justice or Quentin Lucas?
Woo.
The decision will be presented to Kansas Cityans June 18th when the general election happens. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, both candidates will be on with the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. I sat yesterday and wrote out a bunch of different questions. I went through the questions submitted from our listeners at kprs.com. I have a list of those. We're ready.
Yes, we are. I wonder if they'll pick Michael Jackson or Beyonce.
That may be a question that we can pose to them, Brian.
Ooh. See, that beat alone is just iconic. You know what I'm saying? The Motown 25. Beyonce ain't got no Motown 25. She got Coachella. Ain't no Motown 25.
This is true, but it was a different era. Everybody had to wait to get everything on television. If you weren't there to watch it, you missed it.
Yeah, you're right.
When she did Coachella, they live streamed it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's just a different time, a different place. But I think it's natural for music critics and folks to kind of try to compare the two. Didn't they compare Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson back in the day?
Absolutely they did. Just like they compared Prince and Michael Jackson during their heyday. I remember that was a big debate coming up. And it's like, you really can't choose between the two. Both can be great in their own minds, or in their own eras, I should say.
This is true. I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
So what started this conversation is Variety magazine, which is one of the most respected publications in music, wrote a headline that says, "Has Beyonce overtaken Michael Jackson as the most important black artist of our time?"
But whose time?
Our time. I guess people who read an article, who's still alive.
That's a lot of different eras, Shay.
This is true.
It's like, you know, and I'm in the middle of it. Because when I was born, I was in the middle of the Thriller bad era. And then I've seen Beyonce come up. I was 12 when she first came out with Destiny's Child. So I've seen it both ways.
What do you say?
I'm a 90s baby, and I mean, I knew Michael Jackson, but once all that child molestation stuff came into play, that really kind of ripped, I feel like, the African-American community. So I would say Beyonce has done more for black people with, like, the Coachella performance. I mean, just really just standing ground for African-Americans, just in her dress, like how she represents us. I would say she's definitely more African-American representative for us.
We're not going to ask your name because we don't want people with Jerry curls and, you know, pleather jackets to be chasing you down the street today, sis. So let's just leave that where that's at.
Michael Jackson never forgot his African roots, and he always went to Africa, always donated money.
Right.
But it doesn't matter, right? He did. He had his African roots, and he, you know, bleached his African skin. But it's all good.
He had vitiligo.
You believe?
Absolutely. You know what? Because I had vitiligo.
Wendy Harlow got vitiligo, and she's the top model now. So that ain't even
known. Yes, it is different.
But fam, vitiligo doesn't go smooth like all over. He patches. No,
yes. Right, exactly. He didn't
longer proud to be black after that moment.
Right,
so.
He didn't want the patches. He just wanted one.
There's no way you could do that to make it go smooth like that, Brian. Even if he did, it wouldn't be smooth like nothing.
Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hickman Mills, Lee Summit, and Kansas City Public Schools are some of the school districts that are meeting food insecurity in the community. We've got Caitlin Lanoue with the nutrition program for KCPS to talk a little bit more about how they're going to be helping young people under the age of 18 continue to get great nutrition over the summer.
Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. Yes, so Kansas City Public Schools is servicing our children in the Kansas City area under the age of 18. They can go to any of our open summer school sites and get breakfast and lunch for free.
So do I have to present identification proving that I am a student at Kansas City Public School System?
No, you don't have to be a student with Kansas City Public Schools. You just have to be under the age of 18.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So we're servicing the whole community.
What started all of this? Was there some type of statistic that stood out to you that made you want to start this program?
So it is fighting food insecurity in our community. Typically over those summer months, our students typically can go without food, and the school district kind of takes that on as their responsibility to service our students even during those times in the summer.
I was one of those students who would go during the summertime when I was a kid and go get lunch as well. My mother worked, she wasn't there.
Right.
And it met a need.
Yeah, you'll be surprised on how many, you know, young folks are out here just looking for a good meal to eat.
Right, right. And some of our students, I mean, it's a great opportunity to learn how to cook and stuff during the summer. But, I mean, when you can come to one of our summer school sites and get a meal that's already prepared and hot for you, why not?
Yes.
Northeast High School, Central Middle School, Hale Cook, Trailwoods, Foreign Language Academy, Faison Elementary. Is that Faison or Faxon?
Faxon.
James Elementary, King Elementary, Wendell Phillips, Holiday, and Benjamin Banneker Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast and lunch.
Yes, breakfast and lunch.
This is such a wonderful program that you all are putting together to meet this need that so many of us kind of overlook a lot of times.
Right.
Because you would expect, you know, kids to always be taken care of and always have something to eat when a lot of times it's not the case.
Right, right. Parents, you know, they're still working during the summer, and sometimes students, you know, if they don't have access to that food, then right. They go without. Yeah. So,
no registration necessary. Just arrive and enjoy the meal. And if you've got questions, we can reach out to the Office of Nutrition Services, right?
Yes. Our number is 418-7758.
Thank you so much for joining us and letting our listeners know about this program.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We're going to post this information up on our socials too, B.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
823, look for highs in the mid-80s today with a thunderstorm on the way. Sunny at 75 right now at the Gravy Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Well, apparently DJ Khaled threw a tantrum because his album debuted at number 2 and didn't hit number 1.
Come on, dog. You're too old for that. Come on, man.
His latest album is called Father of Assad, and he was expecting number 1. You know why? Because he the best.
Oh.
Yeah.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
Hey, man, listen, you 40-something years old, fam. All right. Unfortunately, you just it just didn't happen for you. All right. Tyler, the Creator, his joint dropped and it was hot, too. Have you heard Earthquake?
I haven't heard it.
Oh, man. He got Charlie Wilson on there. Woo. You be all right, Callie. You'll come out with something else next year and you'll reach number one then.
Sanaa Lathan revealed that she was actually miserable while filming a classic in the African-American community, Love and Basketball.
Classic?
It is a classic.
The movie is trash.
You've never seen it?
I have seen it multiple times, and it's trash.
And your opinion is trash? I like it a whole lot.
What are we playing for? Your heart. Get out of here with that.
Says the man who thinks Media Man is a blockbuster
Media
hit.
Media Man is a major production, in the words of my little brother, Media Man. That's right, the first African-American superhero.
Anywho, she said that it was grueling. She trained for 5 hours a day so that she could appear to actually be a basketball player.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how true this is. It's a blind item. They're saying that Cassie is pregnant by her new boo, Alex Fine.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
I mean, she was down with Diddy for mad years. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to understand, he's older.
I ain't ready for all that yet. That's
Sometimes,
what he said to her.
As you get older, you know, the motility is not the same.
You trying to say that his soldiers ain't marching? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what motility means, but yes.
You're not my dad.
Diddy got plenty of kids, all right?
He got a rack. Yeah, he do. He got a rack of kids.
He just didn't want to do all that with her. And, you know, it is what it is, fam. Congratulations, Cassie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cassie's a sweet girl. Yeah, she's a sweet girl. I got a picture with her.
You'd be talking about her singing voice, though.
She doesn't have one. But I don't post the picture a lot. Just because I was more fluffy than usual at this time. I was going through a huge eating phase.
Girl, you better post that picture with Cassie.
I face like a tomato. Nah, man, y'all don't see this.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.